Blog Talk Radio.
Open up the champagne, pop it. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house, baby, take control now.
Fallen here, co-hosted by Yeti Killer. Yeti, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm... why is it at the beginning of every episode, I have to go take a shit?
That happens when you go to the movies and eat the fucking popcorn, man. All the butter greased up your house.
you know how much butter I put on that popcorn. And I do apologize for that, guys. That's why we had to late start, because Yeti was going to be by himself, and I felt bad for leaving him by himself on the air. So we pushed it back half hour so I could make it. And, well, we got a short show today anyways. We only got a couple things to talk about in the AHL. It looks like a lot of shit's going down already down there. The season hasn't even started yet. Someone is calling me. I'm just going to ignore that. But yeah, we also got some trades. We got Rule 1, our first Rule 1 of the season. It's always
big. Not our first, but, you know, it's not our first of the season. I'm pretty sure we want to happen just before the draft, but...
Okay, after the draft, when teams are finally drafted, we got our first Rule 1, all right? I don't know why I seem so excited about that. And then later on in the show, we got the results from... some series from the MHL, not too many because not too many teams played. So let's get straight into the AHL news. What do you want to go with first? Do you want to go with the trades or do you want to go with the Rule 1?
I guess let's start with the trades and then we'll go to the Rule 1 because, you know, Rule 1s, we really don't want to give them too much fucking airtime because, you know, they're bums and they don't deserve it.
True. Anyways, I guess we'll start off with the first trade. I guess there's two trades, so I can announce one, you can announce one. Seem fair?
Yeah, and before we announce them, there is one captain that's done both the trades, all right? Just a heads up.
All right, so if you're in the AHL, you probably know these trades already, but the rest of the Moose probably doesn't because these trades aren't posted on the front page, I don't think. Anyways... the first trade we got here was Gru gets Hollywood Bob and Sniper 0270, and Airborne gets Cobra Commando and OPG 40 Killer. Yeti, wow. What do you think about this trade?
Well, personally, when I first saw this,
I think it's a great trade for Gru. Gru definitely won this trade.
I think it's a great trade for Gru. Yeah, when I first saw this trade, I was like, wow. I know Airborne, he really wanted his boy OPG 40 Killer. So he went out and he grabbed him, but it cost him, and I think it cost him quite a bit. I think he gave up two of his best players that he had on his roster, and Sniper and Hollywood Bob. And yeah, Gru stole the deal on this trade here. He definitely traded Airborne.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, look at Gru's lineup now. Gru can put his forward line could be himself, Fantastic, and Hollywood Bob up front. Honestly,
yeah.
And now in the AHL, I think that's the most dominant forward line right now on paper that I see.
That I would say that is one of the top lines, yes.
But the question is, on defense, Squint and Sniper both play lefty. Can one of them possibly be moved over to righty?
I think Sniper has both these positions listed, so I think if anything, it would be Sniper moving over to right D. If not, I'm sorry, I think Sniper will have left D over Squint.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens there. We'll have to wait until their first series, which is most likely Monday, because every AHL captain has refused Sundays.
Yeah. Which anyway. I don't understand why. But all right, yeah. So the second trade, it's Airborne again, and he's trading to Donnywood. He trades Ferd Beach and Quantum Tech, and then Donnywood trades Airborne, Krejcik, and Sabby 911. What are your thoughts on this one there, Fallen?
Honestly, I've only seen one out of these four players play, and that's Krejcik. I'm looking at Airborne's roster right now. It looks like he had to replace. He didn't even give up a. He didn't even give up a goalie. So it looks like
Gave up his. I'm pretty sure Quantum Tech was one of his goalies, so I'm pretty sure he gave him up to get a more known goalie in Krejcik.
Well, we all know my thoughts on Krejci. Obviously, he hasn't played the game in like so long. So we'll see how this trade works out. That's really all I can say because I don't know these guys.
The only thing I could really say about this is I'm pretty sure Sabby is another one of Airborne's buddies. So he went out again and grabbed one of his buddies and to play with. So I wonder how that's going to turn out for him, how that's going to work out for him. Because as you know, drafting your buddies is not always the greatest idea, especially when it comes to sixes and the moose.
See, I learned that the hard way. My first season as captain, I got one of my buddies to sign up. And long story short, I gave him a call. I remember this because I was at work. And I was at work on my break and I was working with moose shit too. And I gave my buddy a call and I told him I had to trade him. And he did not talk to me for 2 weeks. This is a real life buddy too. He did not talk to me for 2 weeks because I got him into the league to sign up so he could play for me. But then I traded him. He came in to bite me in the ass though because he ended up winning the Antler Cup against me in the finals.
Well, there's a low blow.
Yeah, he still rubs it in my face to this day. Anyways, I guess we can move on to the rule one, unless you have anything to say about people drafting their friends or even trading for them.
As I said, I don't think it's the greatest idea because, as you said, friendships can get in between what you decide to do, and if you trade your buddy, sometimes it doesn't work out. But anyways.
All right. So we're not going to give this too much attention, but we're going to talk about this rule one. CBK Tryhard has been rule one. Legion was his captain that drafted him. And he was rule one I believe it was for not responding to his captain and not responding to any MEC messages.
Yeah.
So, it's a typical rule for us.
Yeah, and that's a no-no. Like, you're supposed to report to your captain, and if you don't, if MEC sends a message, you got to respond to them. Otherwise, this is what's going to happen. You're going to get the boot.
Speaking of getting the boot, I got to tell my LG team that I'm quitting. this is one of many to get probably rule one for the season.
Yeah.
So, expect a lot more rule ones to come this season. I hope not, but let's see. Normally for every season, I think we have about five rule ones per season. Would you say?
Pardon? Sorry.
I was just saying, for each season, we probably have about five rule ones each season.
Yeah, usually around that.
Yeah, it's around that number. It's nothing too high, nothing too low, but it's right dead center in the middle. All right. So that pretty much does it for the AHL, because the AHL season doesn't start until Monday. So we'll recap some, we'll do predictions for those on Sunday. So yeah, we'll actually have something to talk about in AHL on Sunday. So we're going to head straight to the MHL here. We got our first series on Sunday, March 13th. It was Lechton versus myself, Fallen. So basically, this is how the series went. Before I even tell you guys the score, I just want to say I was playing net, so it was a high-scoring game, put it like that. Game one, 6-6, captained by myself. We took game one 5-2. And then game two went to us again. We won it 5-4. But then game three, we lost 7-0.
Yeah.
All I gotta say is that for that third game, this is why I don't play net. That's a prime example.
That's a surprise. I think everyone had Lechton to win that series, hands down. And if playing at, they should have swept there. No offense, but we all know. Kudos to you for pulling out the two wins and winning that series, man.
I gotta give game one to my call up Hockey Mike, who just lit it up with 4 goals in that game. Yeah. And that second game was that was a hell of a game. Basically, how it happened was going into the third, we were down. I think we were down 4-2, something like that. I think it was 4-2. No.
Yeah.
We were down 4-0 going into the third, and we had a 5-goal period, and we ended up capitalizing on a 5-on-3 that they took. So that was a big comeback win for us.
Yeah.
Anything else you gotta say? Because that game. I could talk about that game three, but it wasn't really pretty on my behalf.
I think, as I said, I think everyone's pretty shocked that your team came out with the series to win, especially with you and Nett. But kudos.
I also got to give a shout out to freaking NJ Pixelated, who played amazing. Same with Darkstorm and Look at Me Now. Those first two games, they played shutdown defense. That third game, it was just a team collapse. And then how can I forget Drew? Drew, he was the one setting mostly everyone up for those goals, so everyone had a part. Going into the second series we have, I guess we'll go with your series. We got Cracker Joe. Hair Force One taking on the Donkey Punch All Stars, captained by Joe Stowe. Yeti, how did this series go?
I could say there was a lot of goals in that. The I would say minus game one. We played pretty well. Three was questionable, but it was a fun series. Look over the scores here if you want. Game one, we lost 4-1. Game two, we won 4-3. And then game three, we won 8-5. We lost 8-5. Yeah, sorry about that. And all these games were dreamed of. To the wanted to watch them, but
if it's just me, but you're lagging a lot.
It could be me. It could be you. Who knows? The Moose people will know.
That's
the listeners
true.
Will know.
That's true. But yeah, my thoughts in this series, kudos to you guys. You guys actually put up a good fight. I was able actually to watch that game 3 on Twitch, thanks to ThugCTT, who was streaming it. And that was, when I watched it, I tuned in. It was 3-3 at the end of the third. So that third period had a lot of scoring in it.
Yeah.
You got a hat trick too.
Yeah, I got a hat trick in game 3. And then game 2, I got the game winner with like 4.2 seconds left of the game. I'm pretty sure Joe Stowe and everyone were like, oh, fuck, we just got yetied and we're pissed. But I know Sandy wasn't too happy game 3. He kept on trying to fight me.
Well, I also watched that too. Freaking Sandy and Droger were unstoppable out there.
Yeah, that's one thing about that team is on automated rushes.
I think I found a way to shut them down, though. I don't know if I should say it on the air, just keep to myself. So when I play them next week, I think I'm just going to keep it to myself. I'll keep it to myself until after I play them.
Yeah, but one thing, though, like we really looked at that as a learning experience, as a first series altogether.
Hey.
So there's something to build off of, right?
Like
and then, hey, at least we won a game.
Exactly. Like, you walked away with 2 points. And not only that, like you said, it's only a first series. There's still a lot more games to come.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be one crazy season. I think it's going to be really, I think the standings are going to be really, really tight all the way if each team performs.
I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be like a 2-3 point like deficit from first into like the last playoff spot.
And if I'm correct, I think it's only top 4 teams make the playoffs.
I think so.
I can't see them doing top 6 and just one team missing out.
Hey, if you do shitty, you don't have to be in, right?
They should just put every team in the playoffs.
Well, like the AHL last season?
Exactly. Every team makes the playoffs.
Round robin.
You can't go wrong at that, man. So, okay, but like this, the first place team will get first place team gets a bye, alright? And then you have everyone else playing the series.
So the first place team gets a bye to the finals, you're saying?
No. First place team gets a bye to the semifinals. Is that correct? Yeah, semifinals, and then you have a round, and then you have the other teams playing a regular round robin series.
It still would be off. It's still the odd number. They'd have to
have a bye
to the finals.
No, you won't.
Do the math.
I am doing the math. Put it like this. Let's say Lockton finishes first.
You need 2 teams to play 1 series, right?
Yeah. 1, 2.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. Wait.
Yeah, I'm right. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, let's go on to the next series here. It's going to be brief because we're going to talk about this after. So it was Saint versus Ice Cream Truck, and from my understanding, Ice Cream Truck swept Saint. That's all I know. Stats have not been entered from what I see. I don't know if you see that too, but there's no stats entered.
Yeah, no,
I
don't see any stats other than my series that was put in.
Put it like this. Captains, if you're listening, it's important for you guys to enter your stats on time. So on media, we come on the air, we present the stats to the entire league, and if we don't have those stats, we just sound like complete retards. I don't know, Yeti, if you agree with me, but when we don't have stats, I feel like we sound like retards, just like, oh yeah, this team swept. It would be nice to see if it was a close game or if it's a blowout.
Yeah, I feel with the stats, we also have more to talk about. Like, we could talk about, this person, they scored a hat trick against this goalie. So it gives us more options to this and more things to discuss on the show, which will give us more bang for your attention, I guess.
Maybe I can work something out over there in the captain's dread. Maybe get the captains to post the scores after every series.
Otherwise, we're going to start talking about real-time sports and a lot of you people. Baseball season is around the corner, and Jordan and I love talking about Blue Jays.
Oh, I love Blue Jays, man. You think they're going to be doing it again? The postseason playoff run?
The only team they got to worry about is Boston, and I don't think Boston's going to do much this season.
Screw Boston. Screw Price.
They didn't just get Price. They got...
Who needs them when you got Jose Bautista? Okay, see, guys, this is just a glimpse of the future if we don't have stats for these games, all right?
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of Blue Jay talk in the Moose. And I know me and Yeti are basically the only Blue Jay fans.
No, I'm pretty sure if I go on there or put a poll, I'm pretty sure there's some Blue Jays fans out there, but we're a hockey league, not baseball, so don't make us talk about flipping baseball on this show.
All right, so since Saint actually never messaged me back with the scores, I guess we just go into predicting for the series coming up.
I think Saint hasn't messaged you back because he's too afraid. He's worried about how his back's going to feel lying there looking at the stars when I hit him.
All right, let's get into this. Season 28 schedule. So we got three series coming up. The first series we got tonight is Chicks with Six, Captain by Myself Fallen, taking on Ice Cream Truck. I'm not gonna predict the series, so what do you got to say about this one?
I'm sorry. Again, I'm going to have to say it's going to have to be Ice Cream Truck. They are looking like the top team in the league. See if you can pull out another series win here of your ass. Hopefully your goalie's there.
Will be there. I was talking to him yesterday.
If not Baker, you're getting on the trade block soon, buddy.
All right.
But I think it's going to go 2-1 for Ice Cream Truck. And I think that one game they lose is going to be in overtime.
That's what you said about the last series.
No.
Yeah, you said.
No.
You
said yes, I did. I know I did. I know, but I don't like calling sweeps other than the one I was right about. I'm pretty sure I did call one sweep last show, and it was Ice Cream Truck sweeping Saint, and I think it did come true, so yeah.
All right, so I guess you're not going to want to talk about the next game you got here.
I'll talk about it.
Okay, so it's Saint taking on Cracker Joe. Do you want me to start, or do you want to start? Because you probably have a lot to say.
You can start.
All right. Well, I'm just gonna go ahead with my prediction, and I'm gonna give this one to you guys 2-1. Honestly, no offense to your team, this is gonna be a hard fought battle, in my eyes. Saint has great defense in Benny and C Duos back there, and he's got a great goalie with Dalai Lama, but his offense, I just don't know about his offense. on the other hand. You got you guys who have, you guys have a good scoring offense. You guys proved it last series, but it's your defense. Like, again, you're going back to your defense. It worries me. I don't know if you want to compliment on anything, but it seems like one team here is stacked on forward, like is better offensively, and then the other team's better defensively. So
the only one I don't want to give out too much, but the lineup has been tweaked a little bit compared to last series. The offense should have a little upgrade, and same with our defense.
Let me guess. BC Renton goes on forward. McGilla goes
wrong.
McGill comes out of the net and plays defense, and Cracker Joe goes in net.
Correct.
All those moves are correct, aren't they?
No, except for BC. Except for the BC one.
So who... then who... if you guys bring McGill... don't tell me you're bringing Hatchett forward. Are you bringing Hatchett forward? That's going to be an interesting series. Again,
you just have to wait to see.
My prediction is going to be 2-1 Cracker Joe, and it's going to be a really close series. Now, I know you finally want to say something about the series, so go ahead.
I predict that my team's going to win this series. Mainly because I predict that there's going to be a lot of missed nets on Sober's part. I think he's going to hit the backboard more than he's going to hit a fucking goalie. I'm going to see Saint lying on his ass, crying like in the fetal position because he can't take it anymore. And I see Dolly just looking like a deer lost in the headlights there. But I'm going to give them one game, and it's going to .
So you're saying the same thing as me, 2-1 to you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be 2-1. I'll give them one game. I'm not going to be too cocky.
It's going to be fun to see how the series turns out. Too bad I can't watch it because I'll be playing in my series. Going on to the next series we have, I think it's the last. It's the last thing we got to talk about on the show. It's tomorrow's series, Thursday, March 17th. We got Joe Stowe and his Donkey Punching All-Stars versus the Easton Factions, and that's locked in. This is going to be a good series. I can tell you that much already. It's going to be fun to watch if it's being live streamed, which I presume it is by ThugCTC. So if you guys want to watch the series, go ahead. Follow ThugCTC on Twitch, and you'll be able to watch the series there. It's going to be a close one, but I don't know if Lexington's team is going to be able to stop DeRozier and Saini. I think... so with that being said, I'm going to have to give this one to Joe 2-1.
Question I have for you about this series. If Lockton loses this series, do you think there's going to be a fire sale?
Blow up, yeah. I think so. And know what? I'm calling it right now. If Lockton has to make a trade, the first player he'll trade is brother.
I say it would probably be like Mullet, maybe. I say he could trade Mullet. I think Teaspoons do have a contract to move.
It's either going
to
be SBDR, Mullet, or his brother. I have a high feeling that's going to be his brother because you know how brothers are.
Yeah, but I think it's all...
they can't play on the same team together.
It takes two to make a trade. Remember that. And if you look at all these captains, they don't have the cap space to take on Teaspoon's contract. So that's a handcuff right there.
True. Anyways, what's your prediction for the series?
I want to say Lockton's going to win the series, but I'm going to go with Joe Stowe. I think they're going to win this series. It all depends on Saini and how doped up he is. If he's not so doped up, then yeah, they're going to get a sweep. If he's a little buzzed, then they're going to get two games here.
Yeah. Joe's team kind of scares me. If you play Joe Stowe on, I think it's Monday or Wednesday, you're in luck because you don't have to play against the offensive lineup because Saini can't play those days.
Saini can't play tonight. So I actually take that. I say Lockton's going to win tonight.
The series not tonight. That's for tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, Thursday.
I don't have the schedule up. Sorry, fam.
Yeah, no, that's tomorrow's series. So Saini will most likely be in the lineup.
Oh, yeah.
But if you play Joe Stowe on a Monday or a Wednesday, you're in luck.
Yeah.
That's probably your high chance of beating them.
That's one team that you are going to have a hard time, especially on the odd man rushes, stopping them because they're too skilled up front.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how they do the rest of the season. Now, there's only one series, and let's see if they can keep it up.
Yeah.
Now, just a quick fun fact. I went into the Moose chat. And
oh, don't have to go on that.
What's the first thing I see there? I see people talking about the Blue Jays. So we're not going one.
Yeah. Oh, I told you I'm the only Blue Jays fan.
I think there's a new guy turned down for Butts. He can't wait for a full season of Pulo.
I think he's an ice cream truck friend, one of his buddies. But, I agree. I see Batista gone in the year of 2017. And then I don't see Edwin coming back either. So.
Nah, Edwin's injury prone. The guy hasn't played a game in spring training yet.
I say Batista's gone.
We'll see. We'll see. Anyways, guys, is there anything else we have to cover, or is that about it?
No.
I think that was about it.
Yeah, that's it. I think.
Okay, so I guess we'll end off the show.
The NHL top 10. Where they? Do you want to tell the people how they're submitting them to you?
Well, I've been getting messages on Xbox. People have been actually sending me the videos by Xbox message.
Okay, and now are you going to be sending the? Can you give us set up a thread? Can we set up a thread for them to post them on there?
Yeah, I'll end up doing that. I'm going to create a thread probably tonight before my series. And you can submit them there, but obviously the ones I got through Xbox message, I'm going to use those from there. And we'll have our own media team pick the top 10, so I'm not the only one picking.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right.
So that's about it for this tonight's show. Again, short show until the NHL season starts up. Yeti, any last words you want to say before we get off the air here?
No, it's just other than I'm coming for you, Saint. Keep your head up, kid.
All right, guys. With that being said, good luck to all the captains that are playing tonight and tomorrow. We'll see you Sunday for our next show at 7 o'clock. I am 100% sure it's going to be at 7 o'clock. Unless like Yeti or Blaze both can't make it, but I'm pretty sure they both can.
Yeah,
right, Yeti?
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Okay. So radio at 7 o'clock on Sunday. This is probably the only day that we'll start late, unless these guys have something else to do, and we'll start late again. We'll get you guys a fair notice in that time, next time. But yeah, so this is Fallen. This is Yeti. Sunny out, we Sam. See you guys Sunday.
Fucking poses. Taking no more, since it's almost over now, almost over now.